We begin the Kantav Masech, the Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis. We begin on the bottom line of Ayin Aleph Omid Beis, on the bottom, where the Gemara continues discussing the theme of the previous Daf, which we're speaking about. There's a concept called when the Navera is done, Behela Machas, although it's two separate acts of Averis, but if it was with one lapse of awareness, it's considered as one Avera, that it's only Mechayev one Karban Chatas. However, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which the Gemara will introduce it later on in this Daf, related to the discussion that we're going to introduce, that if, let's say, someone did, he ate a kezayis of chaylev, which is its own chiyuv, then later he ate another kezayis of chaylev, but it was with one lapse of awareness, so then, generally, you're only going to be liable for one karban chatas. But then what happened is that he only found out about the first kezayis of chaylev. So he said, hey, I have to bring a karban, and he realized that that's something a chiyuv. Then later, only later, did he find out about the second kezayis of chaylev. So there was a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, exactly what their machlik is, was also debated in the previous staff, but that there is a point of time, either with the knowledge about the first one, when you didn't know about the second one yet, or when you finally designated carbon for the first one, and you didn't yet find out about the second one, that the idea, or the actual hafrasha of the carbon for the first one, once you do that, although you never even brought the carbon yet, that was, according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least a possibility that then you're going to have to bring your own carbon on the second kezayis, whereas according to Rish Lakish, it was a possibility that no, until you actually bring the carbon, you had a kapar on the first one, then you're already done with that one, then, and only then do you find out about the second kezayis, then you'll have to bring your own carbon for the second one. But up until then, even if you found out about the first one and not the second one yet, or even if you had already designated, you did a frosh of the carbon on the first one, but still you find out about the second one before you bring it as a carbon, then it's what's called, it's not mischalik. It's not going to require separate kabbonis. And according to Rish Lakish, in that type of case, it will even be included, the second gezayis, when you finally found out about it, in the carbon that was already separated for the first one. And that's the concept we're going to discuss now, Gemara, regarding when do we say yidiyos mischalkos, that although the action over here was with one helem, with one lapse of awareness, and that all, really they should only be requiring one karban chatas, but when you find out about it, that we see at least according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a possibility that just knowing about it says, okay, now there's a chalais, there's a chiv, because the chiv of a karban only starts when you actually find out about it. You can't bring a karban chatas if you don't know about it, meaning outside hasafik. So therefore, it only starts when you find out about it. So now there's a chiv on the first one and not yet on the second one. So then when you find out about the second one, it requires its own karban. That's the discussion we're going to talk about. So the Gemara begins. Amar Ula. Lamanda Amar Asham Vadai Leiboy Yidi Betchil. According to the one that says that a definite Asham does not require a yediya beforehand, and that is, this is a machlikis between Reb Tarfon and Reb Kiva and Masechtas Krisis, and Perek Dam Shechita and Afcha Bezim and Al. And basically, their machlikis is regarding an Oshem Vadai, which is all Asham, is all carbon Asham, there's different carbonists that brought Oila, Asham, Chatas. There are three things that are brought for an Asham when you do a Asham Vadai. That is, there's something called Asham Tali, when you're not sure if you did an Aver or not. There were two pieces of fats, one was kosher, one was non-kosher, and you're not sure which one you ate. That's called an Asham Tali. That's called, because you don't know, it's a suffix, so then you bring a chiddush of a carbon is when it's brought on the suffix. But there are three that are brought on what's called an Asham Vadai, that you know you did it wrong. There are Asham Me'ilois, that's for the misuse of Hekdish. There's Asham Gizelois, which is when a person is required because of theft. And something called Asham Shivcha Charufa, which is when he had relations with a betrothed a slave woman, which is forbidden. For all these three averes, it mandates a person to bring an Asham Vadai. A definite Asham is just in contrast to an Asham Taler. So therefore, this Asham Vadai is a machleket between Tafin and Kiva over there. If let's say the person wasn't sure if he was over one of these three things that requires the Asham Vadai. So then if it's possible that he said, I'm not sure, so I'm bringing Asham Tali. And then later on he found out about that he did it, and he knows for sure. The question was, would he have to bring a new Asham Vadai, or would you say it's included in the Asham Tali? And the svar that they argue about is if it requires Yedi B'tchila. Regarding Chatas, as we're going to see later on the Daf, and we mentioned on the previous Daf too, that you have to know about it. You can't bring a Karban Chatas if it's a Safek. It's only Chal, the Chiyuv, and the Kiyum of the Karban Chatas, only Chal. If I find out I did something wrong, I know what I did wrong, then I can bring a Chatas. But if I don't know, if I'm not sure, whatever, then you can't bring a Karban. There is a Machlekes between your Tav and your Mekiva in Masechtas Krisis, if Asham is the same as Chatas or not. Do you say that if you made an Asham Tali because I wasn't sure, and then I brought it, and then I find out that I really did it, that will it be included in the kapara of the Asham Tali? Because although I didn't know, but Asham Vadai doesn't need to have a Yedi B'tchila. I could be Makayim Achiv of a Asham Vadai even with not knowing. Or do you say that no? That the Asham Tali cannot be a kapara on the Asham Vadai because When I brought to Hashem Tehillah, I wasn't sure. I didn't know that I did it something wrong. And you do need to have a yediyah, just like by Chatas. You need to know what you did wrong, and only then could you bring to Hashem Vada. But if you brought it when you weren't sure, then it won't be a good carbon for when you find out definitely that you did something wrong. So Uli is discussing, according to the one that says that Hashem Vadai, that for these Hashem is Hashem Me'ilois, Hashem Gezelah, Hashem Shev Charufa, that you don't need to know before. That is, even when you bring the carbon, you could be that you're not sure. And even if ultimately you find out now for sure that you did it, it will be yoitza with that one, because it works even with a suffix. So now we continue on to Daf Ayin Beis and Amud Aleph on the top. So according to that one that says that you don't need to have a yediyah, it could work even without that. So then, Bol Chamesh Be'ilois B'Shivcha Charufa. So if someone cohabits with a betrothed slave woman, and he has relations with her five times, that is B'Shoigik, he didn't realize he was doing something wrong, and then he found out between each time that he realized he did something wrong, but then again he made a mistake. He didn't realize that's called relations. He didn't realize you're not allowed to have. He made a mistake. So then, Ein Chayv Al Achas, he's only liable for one carbon of Ashem Shivcha Charufa. It's only liable one time. And the reason is why we said Dafka by Shivcha Charufa is because Shivcha Charufa is one of the cases that you bring one carbon, even if it's many averes. I mean, here it's not one lapse of awareness. He made a mistake, he realized his mistake. He made a mistake again, and then he realized his mistake. And he did this five times, that he had relations with the Shivcha Charufa, and it wasn't one lapse of awareness. Again, he had a Yedi in between. However, the Mishnah increase in Daf Tes says that there are five types of averes that bring one carbon, although it was multiple times, multiple averes. And one of the cases is Habaal Shivcha Biyasar, that someone that has relations with a Shivcha Charufa many times, doesn't make a difference, you'll still only be liable when you finally decide you're bringing a carbon, only one carbon in all of them. And when the Mishnah says that you're potter with one carbon, that was talking about even Bemezid, that he did it on purpose, because Shivcha Charufa is unique, that it's from those that bring a carbon on a mezid like people generally bring on a shogeg. As the pasuk in Vayikra Yutes says, Bikoyris Tiyah, which is that there's going to be this judgment of Malkus, and there is no Malkus when something is done b'shogeg, and the pasuk is being marba when it's even done b'mezid, that it's going to be put in one carbon for many beers. As the Gemara over there learns, and therefore, they're saying that even if he did it intentionally five times, this the Shivcha Charufa is chai for a carbon, even on a mezid. So we're saying that even if he did it on purpose, he said, yeah, I'm going to do it, I don't care, and he did it again, and he did it again five times, it's still going to be only one carbon, because that's the din of Shivcha Charufa, even on a mezid. And therefore, when the pasuk is being marbit, that it's included one carbon, is even when it's done on mezid. So that definitely going to include that only responsible for one carbon, if let's say the bios, the relations were by mistake, and they were in one lapse of awareness, that's for sure, because that's always like that. When you do one avera, and then you do it again and again with one lapse of awareness, you didn't realize you did anything wrong, and that you were chopping something, and you didn't realize you're doing Teichon and Shabbos, and you're doing it, and you're doing it, and you stop, and you do it again later. So, but with one lapse of awareness, of course, that's always going to be only one carbon. However, the discussion that we're talking about specifically is when it was done b'shogeg, he didn't realize what he's doing with the Shivcha Charufa is wrong. And then he found out between each bia that it was wrong. So now what the discussion is, that according to the one that says that a yediyah b'tchil you need to have by Hashem Vaday, that you need to know beforehand that you're bringing a carbon, because if you're not sure if you did an avera, then the Hashem Vaday won't work. So therefore, according to him, it's considered this yediyah that you knew between each one of the bias that you had with the Shivcha Charufa is considered yediyah to separate that each one would require its own carbon Hashem, as if each one already had a kapara. So those two cases, when he did it b'mezid, and all five times, or if he did it b'shogeg and it was all with one lapse of awareness, that's obvious by Shivcha Charufa, that's only going to be liable for one carbon. But the discussion that would depend, according to the, if you hold like Reb Tafan and Reb Kiva, regarding if Hashem Vadi needs a idea mitchila or not, that is in the case of when he did it b'shogeg, and then he found out he had a idea, he realized between each bia that he had done something wrong, so that is what makes the difference on the crux of this machlekes. That is, according to the one that says that you need to have a yediyah before you bring a Hashem Vadai, so this yediyah would be considered enough of a yediyah to say that each one requires its own Hashem, just like when if you have a kapara that separates when it's done b'mezid, and then you have to bring on each one a separate carbon, like we said on the previous daf, according to Rabbi Yechonon, that he says that when you eat two zesim of chalev in one lapse of awareness, but then you realize between each one of a yediyah that you first realized about the first one and then later you realized about the second one, that you have to bring a chatas in each one separately, because that chilik yediyah, just knowing about that you had sinned by the first one without the second one is as if you already brought a korban on the first one, because that's obviously the logic between on Rabbi Yochanan's svar, because if you didn't realize both separately, one lapse of awareness is really one chatas. But he says that since you realize about the first one, so there's already chaloisa b'chatas only on that one, not on the second one yet. So therefore, it's only going to work now. It's like as if you brought it already. So therefore, here also it's the same concept that the chiluk yediyah, because since you need to have a yediyah, the chaloisa b'ashabadi is only if you know about it. So knowing about the first time you sinned with the shivcha charufa is as if you brought a carbon between each bia. And that's what Ula is saying, that according to the one that says that you don't need to have a yediyah by asham bitchilo, that it's even that asham would work even when not knowing, said that yediyah is not chashav enough to be mechalik between the different bias. And therefore, even if you knew between one, you made a mistake, you found out. You made a mistake, you found out. It doesn't make a difference. There's nothing that's substantial about a yediyah, and therefore you're only going to be liable for one carbon asham, because since, again, that the yediyah has no significance regarding asham badi according to that man da'ama, because the asham can be brought even if you don't know. Shivcha charufa, if you didn't know, the asham would work, so therefore the having the yediyah between each bia is not significant to be mechalik to say as if you already brought the asham on the first one, because yediyah is not a factor. Whereas by chatas, by Rabbi Yechanan, there it's a factor, because asham, a chatas is not a chatas until you have yediyah, but asham, this man da'ama says, does not need to have yediyah. And the reason why we're saying this statement of Ula following the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Shlakish on the previous daf is because the Gemara is going to quote Rav Dimi on this, and the Gemara is going to ask on him from the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechanan Shlakish. That's why we introduced this Gemara of Ula. So therefore Ula said that according to the one that says that you don't need to have a Yedi B'tchila, so therefore if he was Boil and between each one he had a Yediyah, it doesn't make a difference. The Yediyah is not significant, it's not a factor. And therefore, it's not like what Rabbi Yochanan said regarding chatas, that each yediyah, if you did five aveis and then you find out about each one separately, each one's going to require you a separate carbon chatas. Here, since yediyah is not a factor, it's only going to require one carbon asham for all the bias. But now the Gemara asks on that. Maskev l'Rav Amnuna. El mi'ata, according to your logic, ba'al v'chazra ba'al v'hevish carbon. Let's say he went and he cohabited with her once, twice, tomorrow, Thursday, and then he designates a carbon. So that one carbon works on all of them, as we said. Then he says, wait for me. I know I already designated a carbon, but wait for me. I want to do it one more time. So are you going to say that here also he's not liable for more than one? In other words, that he could do it again and it'll be included in the carbon that already designated because he didn't bring it yet? You're saying that when the person has this yediyah, he finds out, he knows he did something wrong, it's separate. Then he does it again, it should require its own carbon. You're saying that no, that doesn't make a difference that you know. We can include all in one package, and the one carbon will include even the ones that I don't even know about yet. So what's any difference if someone already did 5-10 times and he says, okay, let me bring a carbon, I feel bad. And then he says, you know, before you bring it, although I designated, let me do it again. That's going to be included? Definitely not. So he responded to him, Amalei, Maisa del Acha, Frasha Kamar, are you asking me from doing another Maisa Bia with the Shivcha Charufa after the carbon was already designated? That I never said. Maisa del Acha, Frasha Lekamina. I never said it regarding doing another Maisa after that it was designated. Only that I was saying was that the idea is not chashav enough. The fact that he knows about the first time he made the mistake and then he forgot again, he did it again, that yediyah is not a factor, because this man da'ama of asham vav, they hold you don't need to have yediyah b'tchila. And that's all I was saying, but even that man da'ama would agree that if you have a frosh already, you already designate a carbon, then if he does it again, of course it's going to require its own carbon asham, because that already has its own carbon, and that I wasn't saying. So don't ask me from this case that you're saying regarding that someone already designated a carbon, he wants to do it again, that would not be included. However, the Gemara says, Kiyas Rav Dimi and Rav Dimi came. And Rav Dimi is not arguing on the statement of Ula. It's just that Rav Dimi is going to explain, according to the opinion of Rav Kiva, that he says that you need to have a Yediyah B'tchila before you can bring a Karban Hashem, and that Ula was discussing in the Shita of Rav Tarfon, which is that you don't need to have a Yediyah B'tchila before you bring a Karban Hashem. And that's like, as we said, there are Machlekes and Masechtas Krisis. So when Rav Dimi came, he said the reverse. According to the one that says that Asham Vadai, which again, those three types of Ashamis on theft or having relations with a betrothed slave woman or Asham Me'ilois, that you need to have Yedi beforehand. You can't just bring if you're not sure. You have to know before, you have to verify that this is what you did wrong, and then you could bring the asham. But if it was a suffik and you brought asham tali, it's not going to be mitzi. The vadois that you have, you would have to bring a new carbon for that. So according to that man, the amar, bol chomesh be'ilas b'shivcha charufa, if someone had relations with a b'shivcha charufa five different times, that is, he knew between each time, so chayv kolachas v'achas, then you would be liable for each one individually. And that is, the Gemara thinks right now that according to Avdimi, this that it said in the Mishnah, that someone that's ba, that has relations with a shivcha charufa many different times, as we quoted before, the Mishnah increases, Daftes says, that you're only liable for one time. So he has to obviously say that would either be talking about when you do it b'mezid, that obviously there's no yudis maschalkes, you know all the time that you're not allowed to have relations with her, and still the Torah says you're only liable for one time, even though you did it many times. Or it's talking about, as always, generally, that if you did it by mistake in one lapse of awareness. However, according to Rav Dimi, the way he's explaining Rabbi Kiva, he obviously has to explain that if he did it by mistake, and in between each time he realized that he had done wrong, and then he forgot again and did a shayg again, that according to Rabbi Kiva's opinion, that yediyah by asham is significant, that you need a yediyah, and therefore it's mechalak, and it's considered as if you already brought a carbon on that one, that even according to a shlokish that holds that yediyahs are not mechalak, in this case, it will be mechalak, and it will be considered a factor that you will have to bring a separate carbon asham on each one of the five. So, however, on that, the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye said to Rav Dimi, Hari Chatas. We learned on the previous stuff regarding Karma Chatas. Where everybody agrees, there is no machlokes if you need Yedi B'tchila. Now, everyone agrees that you have to have Yedi beforehand. That if you bring your Chatas before you find out for sure that what the Avera was and that you did it, it's not Machaper, as the Pasuk in Bayikra Perek Dalet says, Oyhoida Oylo Vehevi. And then, or if you found out about that what he had done wrong, then he could bring his carbon. So there, everyone agrees you need to have Yedi B'tchila. And Upligi Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Malakish. And still, we have machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, as we learned on the previous daf, that Rish Lakish says that Yediyas are not mechalik to require a person to have two different carbon chattas. And that is in the case of, we said that when you eat two zesim of chelav, forbidden fats, in one lapse of awareness, and then he finds out about the first one before he finds out about the second one, Rish Lakish says it doesn't make a difference. That yediyah doesn't make it as if you brought the first one already. Rather, if you didn't bring it yet, even though you had a yediyah about it, and then you find out about the second one, they're all included in the same one. So obviously, you see, according to Rish Lakish, that the yediyah is not chashav enough to make a chilik as if you already had a kapar on the first one. So therefore, by shivcha charufa, when you have the yediyahs between each separate bia, that's also not considered like you brought a carbon that it should be considered to separate, that each one should require its own carbon asham. And rather, just like by the mezid over there, where we say that although there obviously there's yediyahs, because you know the whole time you're doing something wrong, still we say you bring one on all of them. Here also, Rish Lakish would hold that you bring one on all of them, and you don't say yediyahs mischalkas. And therefore, Abaye's question of Dimi is, how can you say that according to everybody, in the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, that holds that yediyahs are necessary for Asham, that it would be mechalik, when Rish Lakish argues, and it's not according to everybody, it's a mechalik Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, if that's really the case, then therefore, if we say that in the Chatas, definitely we're going to say that in the Asham, that yediyahs are not mechalik. And another factor is that although this seems to be similar to a case of eating chelev and having yediyah, and then eating another kezayis of chelev, where according to everybody, there the yediyahs are mechalik, because it's not wehel mechad, so therefore that seems to be the case over here, where you did a bia and then you found out and you did another bia, so l'chayr, why shouldn't that be any worse than there, that it should be mechalik? And here it's not, it's very, very different fundamentally, because there, the chiv is on the shgaga. When you eat a kezayis of chelev, you didn't realize you're doing something wrong, and then you found out about it. So that's mechay of the carbon. And since you have a yediyah, so that makes it into two shgagas. But here the chiv is not on the shgaga. Here the chiv would be even on a mezid. So therefore, you can't say that it's the shgagas, that now that you have a yediyah, that's going to separate it. And therefore, it's not similar to all the cases of when you eat a chelev, and then you find out, and then you eat a chelev, that there everybody agrees there's going to be two. Here, rather, it's similar to that. It would require to be considered like a carbon, like a kapara. Because the fact that we already have a yediyah in the shkog is not a factor, because even on mezid, a shivcha charufa is going to be chayiv. So therefore, the Abaye's question to Rabbi Dimi is, how can you say this, that according to everybody, Rabbi Kiva is going to say that if yediyahs are a factor, so therefore they're going to be mechalik, when that's only opinion of Rabbi Yechon and not according to Rish Lakish, as we see even by Chatas, definitely by Yasham. So on that, the Gemara says, Ishtik, he was quiet, he didn't have a response. So Amalei Abaye said to him, Dilma, maybe this that you had learned and that you thought for a dove pashut, that according to the one that requires the idea, that's Rabbi Kiva, that you'd be chayiv, even according to Rish Lakish, maybe that's b'maisa de la'acha afrasha kamet. Maybe you were talking about a case when he did another Maisa Bia, he related with her again after that he already brought a designated carbon on the first time he had with her, Ukud Rav Abnuna. And the way Rav Abnuna had asked his question before, Rav Abnuna said, maybe you're talking about a case of even, like, let's say when he already had done it 10 times, he said, no, I'm going to bring a carbon. He designated a carbon. He said, wait, before you bring the carbon, let me do it again. And that, maybe that's what you were saying, that according to Rabbi Kiva, that then he's going to require a new carbon for that one. And that is only in the case when you had already designated a carbon on the first one, then you wanted to say that according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds Yedias and Meschalkes, that then it's going to require, according to everybody, in his opinion, a new carbon on the new beer he wants to do. But if he only had a Yedia, that is, he only found out, as the case that we were discussing, that he had beer with her and then he realized, oh, this is wrong, and then did it again by mistake, that there, even according to Rabbi Kiva, there we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, and that is according to Rabbi Yochanan, we said that that's going to be considered a Yediyah, and the Yediyah is a chash of a thing to be Mechalik between the Achilas of Chalev, even the 8-2 Achilas of Chalev and one lapse of awareness here also, it's going to be considered a Chalik. And according to Rish Lakish, that there he said that it's not Mechalik here also, he would say that even between, from one B to another B, it's not going to be Mechalik, because between one B and the other B over here is similar to the case of eating two Kazayas of Chalev and one lapse of awareness, and then finding out about each one separately on their own, as we said before, that here the actions are not enough because it's not really the shkoga that you have to have a yediyah on. Rather, it's not, and that it's not considered like a chaylev and finding out and chaylev and finding out. Here, the concept is that you chayv even on a mazit, so you need to have an element of like it being like a kapar, like a carbon. And therefore, rather, our case is really analogous to the case of when you did it in one lapse of awareness. Then you had a yediyah, which is, and then that's a yediyah that's going to make you bring a carbon. And that is the same type of case, that there we will have a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. And the case that you were talking about was that you already had a hafrasha. And there everybody's going to agree that if it's after hafrasha, that you're going to require a new carbon according to the one that says a yediyah is significant. And he says, you're right, that's what I meant to say. I didn't mean to say in the case that when you had just the yediyah between each beer, that that's going to require a new carbon in each one, because on that Rish Lakish would say that you wouldn't, as he says, Bechatas. Rather, it was after that you already designated carbon on the first time he had beer with her, and then he went again by mistake, had beer with her. That's when I said that according to Kiva, everyone's going to agree that's going to require a new carbon. So now the Gemara sums up the discussion on the Shivcha Charufa. Kiyasa Ravin Amar, when Ravin came, he said the following: Hakol Moedim Shivcha Charufa, everyone agrees regarding a Shivcha Charufa, that it's both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, that there are separate ashamis that are required. And all of them, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, agree that there is no chilik. There are cases when there is no separate ashamis, and that they will only require one carbon asham. And also, the third thing is that there is a machlekes between the two of them, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if there is a chilik that it would require separate kabbalas, or that it won't be. Now the Gemara explains what are the three statements that they both do agree that it does, both agree that it doesn't, and sometimes they argue. So the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Shivcha Charufa, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, they agree, they come to consensus by the case of the Shivcha Charufa, De'ein Chayv Al-Achas, that there is a case when you'll only be liable for one carbon asham, that's Kedu'ula. That's as Ula said, that according to the one that says that you don't need a Yediyah B'Tchila, that was how our Gemara, our Daf started off, according to Reb Tarfon, that even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that according to Reb Tarfon, the Yediyah is not Chashev to be Mechalak. Because according to Reb Tarfon, it doesn't require a Yediyah. And when Rabbi Yochanan had said that Yediyahs are Mechalak, even between two things that were done in one helam and one lapse of awareness, that's regarding chatas, where there yediyah is a chashav thing. It's considered a factor because you can't bring the chatas until you have yediyah. So then we say yediyah is a machalkas, and that when you have yediyah on one and only on one, then when you find about a second one, you're gonna have to bring its own carbon chatas. But here by Ashim, according to Reb Tarfon, where they're not, it's not yediyah is not considered a significant factor because you could be yotzei your Ashim even on the safek, even when you don't know. So then it's not a factor, and there even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that yediyah is not machalik, and therefore you'll only have to bring one Ashim. And then the Gemara continues, and all of them agree, both Rabbi Yochanan and even Rish Lakish, they both agree by Shivcha Charufa, the Chayv HaKalach Zvachas, that you'll be liable for each one separately, that it will be considered chiluk, even according to the opinion of Reb Tarfon. That is, Rav Abnuna, as Rav Abnuna had explained, for example, in the case when he had bia again with her after the first one had already had a carbon designated for it. There, even Rish Lakish would agree, as we said in the name of Rav Abnuna, that after that he already had brought and designated the carbon, that then, before the kapara, if he wants to do it again, that's going to require him another carbon and its own carbon, even according to Rish Lakish. And then finally, machlokes b'shiv charufa, that is a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish regarding a shiv charufa, that is lamando amar ashem vade bo yedi b'tchila, according to Rabbi Kiva, that holds that a Oshem Vade needs to have Yedi B'tchila, and without that you can't bring the Karban Oshem, and that we have Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi Melakish, as we mentioned, that according to the one that requires a Yedi beforehand for the Oshem, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Yedi of Chatos, since it's considered Choshev, it's Machalik, even by Chatos, that was when you had it even in one lapse of awareness, when you had done the actions, but after doing the actions and you find out only about one, that Yedi is Machalik, and will require a separate chatas for each one. But here also, it's mechalik, whether it was in one lapse of awareness or in two lapse of awareness, it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be mechalik if he has a yediyah. But according to Rish Lakish, that he says by yediyah of chatas, that although it is considered chashev, that is, he agrees that a yediyah by chatas is a chalois. Only then can you bring your karma chatas. And still Rish Lakish holds that it's not mechalik regarding the averis that had been done in one lapse of awareness. So here also, even though it's done in two laps of awarenesses, it's not going to be mechalik, as we explained that it's not going to be, although it's significant, and that is a general case again of kazayis of chaylev, that you had an awareness and then you did again by mistake, and you had an awareness, each one would require its own karbachatas. So why here by the bias of the shevach harufa, where you did it by mistake and you had an awareness and you did it by mistake, is it not going to require its own separate kabbanas according to Rish Lakish? Is because here we said that you're liable for a shevach harufa even when it's done b'mezid, which is a yediyah throughout. Rather, our yediyas to make a chilik between each bia with the shevach harufa would have to be considered as if you already had your korban, your kapara. And therefore here, since there is no chiv mitzad the shkoga, again, because we said you chayv even by mezid, just having yediyah is not going to be mechalik between them. You would have to have at least a designation of a korban for it to be considered significant, and therefore that's the machlekes between Rebbe Yochanan and Shlokesh. In the case of Rebbe Akiva, it requires yediyah b'tchila. If yediyah alone would be significant, again, their same machlekes that bechatas would apply over here by Asher. Now the Gemara continues on this theme related to when someone does many different averis about how many chiyuv he has to bring. So Idma we learned, we continue on to Amud Beis. Niskaven lahagbias atolish. If someone intended to pick up something on Shabbos that was detached. For example, let's say his knife fell in a vegetable patch. And now he intended to pick it up. V'chotach ez mechuber, and then by mistake, he ended up ripping and cutting something that was attached to the ground. So pata halacha is that he's exempt. And that is because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Chata Ba, that you had sinned in it. So the Gemara increases, makes a drasha that excludes that if you were what's called misasik, that you were involved in doing something else. And by mistake, you did this. You did something totally different that you were intending to do. That is, Shoigig is very different. Shoigig is that you intended to do this, but you erred in your cheshbin, in your understanding. That is, you thought today's not Shabbos, or that you thought that this malacha is mutter. But here, this case is that you were involved in a totally different activity. You were involved in picking up something, not in cutting something. You didn't even intend to do that. That's called misasik, and that's going to be patur on Shabbos. However, lachtech hasatalish, if you intended to do a cutting, but you wanted to cut, that is, to rip something that's already ripped, that there's no isser on Shabbos to rip something that's ripped, that's already torn from the ground. But v'chotzech hasamachubah, by mistake, you cut something that was attached. And that we have machlekes. Rav amar patur, abayim achayev, and the Gemara explains. Rav Amar Pater, that you're exempt, the Holy Neskaven, the Chaticha, the Isur, similar to the story we said regarding Misasik. You didn't intend to do a cutting of Isur. That is, you didn't do something that's, you intended to do an action of Isur, but just you made a shkoga regarding Shabbos, you didn't realize it's Shabbos, or that you made a mistake regarding Malachis. Rather, here, it's a total Misasik that you involved in cutting something of Heter, that he knew it's Shabbos, and he knew the Malacha of cutting something that's attached to Isur, he knew everything. It's just that I was involved in cutting something that was detached, and that you're allowed to do. And by mistake, totally unconsciously, I went ahead and cut something that's attached. That's considered misasik, and therefore you're going to be putter, just like always misasik is putter. Abaye Machav Abaye says, no, here you're going to be liable, because this case is different. Because you did intend, you were very much conscious of the fact that you were cutting something. And therefore, although you didn't mean to do a cutting that was asur, that's not considered misasik. You did the action you wanted to do. It's not like the case before when you wanted to pick up something. Instead of picking, you ended up doing a ripping. Here you wanted to rip, but you thought you were ripping something that was disconnected. Instead, it was something connected. But since your action was the action you wanted to do of cutting, therefore, and it wasn't like just picking up, therefore you will be chayev as a shkoga of Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rava Menah Minla. Rava says, where do I know this from? That you'd be putter even if it's only a halfway misasik, so to speak. And the Gemara brings a brisa, and the Gemara goes through for the rest of our daf. It explains the brisa, and only on the coming daf will the Gemara show how this brisa is a raya for the pinya of Rava. So we begin the brisa. The time we learn the brisa. Chaymer Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs. There's a stringency that Shabbos has over all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And v'chemesh ha-mitzvah m'shabbos, and there's a stringency that all the other commandments have over Shabbos. And the Brisa explains. Choymer Shabbos, Mishan Mitzvah. What's the stringency of a Shabbos over all the other mitzvahs? Shah Shabbos Asr Shtayim Behelem Echad. That if on Shabbos, if you do two Averis in one lapse of awareness, Chayav HaKol Achzav Achzav, you'll be liable for each individual Melachah separately. Mashen Gebeshan Mitzvahs, whereas by other mitzvahs, if it's done in one lapse of awareness, you're going to be Pater. B'chayim Mishan Mitzvah B'Shabbos, and there's a stringency of other mitzvahs than on Shabbos. Because regarding all the other mitzvahs, if you did it by mistake, and even more so, you did it without any intention whatsoever, you didn't even realize what you're doing, there you'll be liable. Whereas in Shabbos, where we said the concept of mesasik, that it's enough, if you did it just b'shegeg, you'll be liable for achatas. But if you totally meant to do one thing, you end up doing something else, that's called mesasik, you didn't mean to do that activity, then on Shabbos, that's the kula of Shabbos, and then you'll be patur. So the Gemara is going to explain now this braisa. What does this mean, the chumrah of Shabbos and the chumrah of the other mitzvahs? Amama. We mentioned in the braisa, chayim Shabbos mishab mitzvahs. There's a stringency of Shabbos over the other mitzvahs, that is, shah Shabbos as shtayim behel mechad, because on Shabbos, if you do two in one lapse of awareness, chayav kolach, so you're liable for each one separately. Mashing mishab mitzvah, regarding the other mitzvahs, that there it's not going to be like that. You'll be only liable for one. So the Gemara says, hey, chedim, what is the case exactly that we're talking about? If you're saying that the case of Shabbos that we said, that you're going to be liable for each one separately, even though it's one lapse of awareness, is that when you did two different av malachas, you did ketzira, you did reaping, and you did grinding. So now the parallel, obviously, you're saying that only Shabbos you'd be liable, but other mitzvahs not. So the kavasag abashah mitzvahs, so the same thing, let's say, related to other mitzvahs. For example, ochel chelav adam. If he ate forbidden fats, and he had blood, which is the same parallel as tchin and ketzira, which are two different actions. But the Gemara says, it's not true. Here they're both the same. On Shabbos you'll be liable for two, and other mitzvahs you'll also be liable for two. It's two separate mitzvahs, of course. Who cares? That's one lapse of awareness. Two separate averis. We always say that you're liable for each one individually. We only say that if it's the same aver in one lapse of awareness, that's going to be one. So where's the stringency of Shabbos over other mitzvahs? So rather, elashar mitzvahs, so how do we have a case of other mitzvahs that you'll only be liable for one? That is, you'll be potter with one carbon and you won't require two. That's the ochel chelev v'chelev. As we said, that if you eat two kezesim of chelev in one lapse of awareness, that then you'll only be liable for one. So what's the parallel? The kavasog abeshabbos, David ketzir v'ketzir, that on Shabbos if you did reaping and then later you did reaping, also one lapse of awareness. But here also doesn't make sense because they'll still be the same. Because just like by other mitzvahs, you'll be liable only for one. Shabbos, you'll also only be liable for one because only one av malacha and one lapse of awareness is only one, not two. So the Gemara says, "Lo'yom da'av yiketzir b'tchin." Really, it's like we said before, that the case of having two averis and one lapse of awareness on Shabbos to be mechayiv you two is talking about reaping and tchina, two separate averis, two separate malachas. Umay masha'inkim b'sham mitzvah. And what does it mean, whereas by other mitzvahs, that there you'll only be liable for one chatas and not two, whereas we prove that it's not true because chelav adam you would be chayiv for two, even in one lapse of awareness. What does it mean, shar mitzvahs avoid zar? It's going on avoid zar, because avoid zar is always considered shakal connected all the mitzvahs. So when we use the reference shar mitzvahs, it didn't really mean all the other mitzvahs, it meant avoid zar. Ukid Rabami, like Rabami says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Mises, that he learns it out from a pasuk that there's no separate chatois for all the other, for all the myriad of avarius related to avoid zar. As the Gemara says, the Rabbi says, Zibach, if someone slaughtered the Keter and he burned the Nisach and he poured, he did all these different types of activities that each one are a separate aveir regarding over the Zara. Bahalama Achas, the one lapse of awareness, in the Chayav Achas, you're only liable for one carbon chatas. And that's what it means when it says, Mashayin Gibishar Mitzis, it meant to say Avoy Dezara, that Avoy Dezara. If you do all these different, so to speak, malachas of Avoy Dezara, and one lapse of awareness, you're only going to be liable for one, and that's the Chumash Shabbos has over Avoy Dezara. So the Gemara says, Bamaya Kimta. How did you say what we meant when we're contrasting Shabbos to Shahar Mitzvahs? That by Avodah Zarah, you're saying that when it means Shahar Mitzvahs, it means Avodah Zarah. So Eimah Seifa, let's see the Seifa, which was, we said, Chayim B'Shahar Mitzvahs, we said that there's a stringency of other Mitzvahs, which now you're saying is a reference to Avodah Zarah, over Shabbos, that is. Shabbos Shahar Mitzvahs, the Brisa said, Shalgag B'Lei Meskayev, Meskayev and Chayev, that if you did it unintentionally, inadvertently, and without any intention whatsoever, still you'll be liable, whereas by Shabbos, Mesasik is going to be Potter. So now the Gemara asks, how do you even have this case of having an inadvertency regarding Avodah Zarah without any intention whatsoever to say that in such a case you would be liable by Avodah Zarah but put regarding Shabbos? So the Gemara says, if you're going to say that it's a case when he thought it's a shul, and then he bowed down to that shul, so therefore you have a shkaga, which is he inadvertently, it was Avodah Zarah, so he did an action of an Isser, But he did it without any intention whatsoever, below miskaven, because he didn't intend to bow down to Avodah Zarah, because he thought it's a shul. And therefore, you have a case of Avodah Zarah that will be a shkogel without any intention whatsoever. But the Gemara says, Hari libo l'shamayim. In that case, his heart is to heaven. What chiv is there at all of Avodah Zarah? Even if he knew that this was a house of worship for idolatry, and he bowed down to it with his heart for heaven, there still would not be any liability of Avodah Zarah. So how could this be a case of being chayiv for a chatas by the case of Avodah Zarah, even with shkoga and ein miskaven? That can't be the case, because here it's not even Avodah Zarah. You're not liable for any chatas because you have your libel l'shamayim. So rather, the Gemara says it's a different case. Rather, he saw a statue. And that was, they used to make the images of the kings for the honor of the king, and they would bow down to it, but not for as a deity, as a Avodah Zarah, rather as a sign of honor for the king. And besogila, and this person bowed down to it. So the Gemara says, what would be the case? That if he accepted this king as his god, so he's someone that's doing an intentional Avodah Zarah worship, and even in that case would not be a chatas. How could you say this is a case of shkoga and loy miskaven, that this case would be that you'd be chayav for a chatas, whereas Shabbos you would be part of a chatas? Here also be part of, because amazed you don't bring a chatas. He has a chi of misa. And if he didn't accept this king as a god, so what did he do? He didn't do anything. He's bowing down. You bend down to go pick up something from the floor. You didn't do any Avodah Zarah. So that also can't be the case. So the Gemara says, Elamahava umiyira. Rather, it's talking about a case out of love and out of fear. That is, because of his love for someone else, or his fear for someone else, because of that person, he bowed down to the Avodah Zarah. And that is because of a relationship he had with someone, and that's why he bowed down. So now that's being called shaygig b'lei miskaven, that he did it inadvertently without any intention, which means that he was inadvertent regarding this Avodah Zarah, because he thought that since he's ein miskaven, since he has no intention whatsoever to accept this deity as a god, therefore he thought that it's going to be mutter. And this case is different than we said before, because here actually he's doing a maisa of Avodah Zarah. It's not similar to the case of when he went to a Beis HaKnesset, he thought it was a Beis HaKnesset, and he bowed down, that libel l'shamayim, and then he's going to be Potter because he didn't do anything whatsoever. Here you're actually doing an Avodah Zarah. It's a real Avodah Zarah. But he's not doing it for the Avodah Zarah. He's doing Me'ahava Me'ir because he loves someone else. He wants them to love him. So he says, you know, I'll bow down to your Avodah Zarah. So now he's a Shoigig. And he's also not intending to do anything. So therefore, maybe that's the case that we're saying, that is a Chumrah, that Avodah Zarah, you'll be Chayim. And whereas by Shabbos, you won't be. So the Gemara says, Hanichal Abaya, that would be a good Teretz according to Abaya. Damar Chayiv, that he says in such a case, when you bow down Me'ahava Me'ira for the relationship you have for someone else, because out of love or out of fear, that's why you bow down, you'll be Chayiv. So that makes sense. That's the stringency that Avodah Zarah has over Shabbos. El Ravid, I'm a Potter, according to Ravid, that says in such a case, you'll be Potter. Michael Lemeva, so what can you say? You can't say that's the case, because that's also not Avodah Zarah. You're going to be Potter, and that can't be the case that Avodah Zarah would be Chayiv. So therefore, the Gemara says a different case. El Ba'imah Mutter, we're talking about a case where the person says that you're allowed to do this. For example, a case when a convert had converted amongst the non-Jews, that he thought there's no issa of a desire, that person is called and is considered a shagag without kavanah. That is, inadvertently he's doing this. He doesn't know there's anything wrong with bowing down to this avodah zarah. And he has no intention whatsoever. He doesn't know anything, he doesn't know any better. So then the Gemara asks, fine, if that's the case that you're saying would be shagig ein miskaven, that avodah zarah would be chayiv, but then we said, mashenki b'shabbos. He said, whereas by Shabbos, the pata legamri, in such a case, would by Shabbos be totally exempt? But that can't be, because ad kan lo boyu minei Rav Nachman, until now, we never said, when Rav had asked from Rav Nachman, that as we said on Daf Ayin Mabez, a certain case he asked him, he said, helam zeva zeba yadim. If someone had a lapse of awareness, both regarding Shabbos and regarding the malachas of Shabbos, he asked him, which is a case of oyma mutu, he says he thinks it's permitted to do, because he thinks there's no isser of Shabbos, and that's why that's called helam zeva zeba yadim. He's just has unaware of that there's anything wrong to do on Shabbos. So he asked him, what would be the halacha? So as much as there was a question, the Gemara says, the only question was, in such a case, would a person be liable for one, where that is on regarding the Shabbos, or would be liable on two, because regarding the malachas? But no one ever said that you'd be totally exempt. And therefore, you can't say the case of Avodah Zarah that has a stringency over Shabbos, that by Avodah Zarah is oyma mutter, when you say that it's permitted to do, it's considered shagig b'lei miskaven. Whereas by Shabbos, you're going to be potter, because Shabbos, in such a case of oyma mutter, you're not going to be potter. The whole question Rav had Rav Nachman was either one chatas or many chatas. But regarding to be totally exempt, Ayin Mutter is not going to be totally exempt. That's not a good explanation for the strings of Avodah Zarah over Shabbos. And therefore, you can't say that when it says Shar Mitzvahs, it's a reference to Avodah Zarah, because again, there's no case of Avodah Zarah, as we proved that according to Rav at least, you can't have the case of Ayin Mutter, because that wouldn't work out well by saying Mashenki B'Shabbos. So what would be the case of saying that Shar Mitzvahs, you are Chayiv, even by Shogeg, without any Kavanah whatsoever, totally Misasik, if there's no case, because again, the only case we found was Ayin Mutter that doesn't work well with Shabbos, which you would be Chayiv in Shabbos. So then we continue at the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Ilalav, what we have to say is that Reisha Ba'akim, that when the Reisha said Masha'inkim B'Shar Mitzvahs, that was a reference, as we said, regarding Avodah Zarah. That there you'll only be liable for one carbon chatas on many averis when you zibech and kiter and nisach, you did all these different things. That's the chumrah of Shabbos over Shar Mitzvahs. Shar Mitzvahs over there is a reference to Avodah Zarah. But what we have to say is that when the Sefer said that there's a chumrah of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos, that you're going to be chayiv, even when it's Misasik, that literally means Shar Mitzvahs, and that's not a reference to Avodah Zarah, and that's the chumrah of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos, that Misasik, you are chayiv by all the mitzvahs, and only Shabbos you potter. And therefore, that's how we resolve the Braisa regarding of the chumrah of Shabbos over Shar Mitzvahs and Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos, that regarding the Reisha, Shar Mitzvahs is a reference to Avodah Zarah, and there, by Avodah Zarah, you are only liable for one when it's one Helam Echad, even though it's many different Malachas of Avodah Zarah. And whereas the Sefer that said, a Chumrah of Shar Mitzvahs over Shabbos is a reference to really Shar Mitzvahs and not Avodah Zarah. And then in the coming daf, we're going to show from this Braisa how it's a right to Rava, in his opinion of Misasik, even being only partly Misasik, that it would still be a Ptur for a person.